What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
That's a gay ass podcast.
What? That's a gay ass podcast.
A what?
A really, really, really gay podcast that we call That's a Gay Ass Podcast.
That's a gay ass name for a gay ass podcast.
Sam Altizer, otherwise known as I'm Baby Lifts, is on That's a Gay Ass Podcast here to spill about your journey, but also your sluttery. Sam, are the rumors true that you're currently calling from your parents' home?
I am. This is my old, like, high school bedroom. It's like the frog room, if you've ever heard that. Like, the front room over a garage.
I've actually never heard that. Is that a Virginia thing?
I don't know. It's just, like, a term that we used. But, yeah, this is the bedroom I grew up in.
And why do we think... Wait, did you grow up above the garage?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so then here's already my first question, because I was wondering, as this gay-ass adult currently in a chapter with your parents, many people can relate to this, but as an adult gay man, do you have a secret side entrance to the frog room? Are you bringing menses over?
I fucking wish, but no, this has to go through, like, the front door, which is a pain in the ass, but I would if I could.
Well, in this series for the podcast, we talk about our sexuality without shame, to celebrate our queerness. And the word slut used to be weaponized against us, but I want to use it as something we take pride in. Sam, does the word slut ring true for you, or are you more in a nun part of your life?
Ooh, I feel like I'm in the more like sluttier time of my life. I think like a majority of my like gay experience has been in relationships, and I'm like finally single and like want to stay single. So like I'm finally in the place where I'm like, you know what, I kind of want to be a little hoe for a little bit.
Well, we love a hoe phase, and I do think it actually guides us towards the next chapter of our lives, whether that looks like a relationship or more hoeness. But I do think we learn more about ourselves the more experiences we have. And when the paywall does go up at the second half of this interview, I will get into the most specific slutty questions. But before we get into it, I want to hear a bit about your journey, because your content online is how I found you. I mean, I'm Baby Lifts. You are giving us like delicious dancing. You're giving us fitness. You are giving us big boy energy. A lot of times people look at someone with your stature and they think you're 5'2". Can you dispel the rumors? How tall are you, Sam?
I am 5'10". I know, I get that question a lot. The people are like, how tall are you? Like, how much do you weigh? It's actually funny. I answered it recently. I was like, oh, I'm 5'10". And someone was like, yes, short king. And I was like, is 5'10" short now?
They were trolling you. The internet is built for trolls. Yeah. No, it's. I think the funny thing about the internet, and that's partly why I asked, is oftentimes you see somebody that you're like lusting after on the internet, and then you see them in person, and there's just like the difference of height is shocking, and not in a bad way, but a lot of times these hot guys are fully 5'2".
I know, some of them are really short.
Can I tell you, when we moved to LA, my husband, we were at High Tops and we saw this cute guy, and I was like, oh my God, that's blank, someone we both followed online. And Matt went, there's no way that's him. We discovered it was him, but Matt thought he was a full foot taller. But that's just sometimes dems to ropes.
Honestly, we love a short king though. You know?
Oh, I love a short king. Are you joking? I don't discriminate. I just love to see, you know, it's like when you're working with someone on Zoom and then you meet them for the first time in person and you're like, oh my God, I had no idea you had like that fat of an ass or whatever it is.
No, literally. When I was like working remote for like a couple years, we would do these like offsites, and like there were multiple people where I was like, holy shit. Like I met someone and he was actually 7'1" in person, but I would have no idea like from Zoom, which is crazy.
How did that height make you feel? Afraid? Horny? Otherwise?
Honestly, intrigued for sure. But honestly, a little afraid too, because it was like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, no, 7'1" sounds like a lot of doctor visits, and I don't know for what, but I'm going to guess back pain at the very least.
Knees.
Now, you, Sam, are living in a current chapter of your life that finds you post-breakup, post-getting fired from your job, and embarking on this new journey of being a personal trainer. But I love that you have talked about in one of your videos that you said that you have found such joy in fitness and you're wanting to help other people find that in their lives. But a lot of us gays grew up with like fitness trauma, and I am speaking for myself. Have you always been a sports girl, a fitness king?
Yeah, honestly, like I grew up just playing a ton of sports. Like I think I tried every sport under the sun when I was really young, landed on soccer kind of being my like favorite one. And then I grew up with like a really good group of guy friends, like straight guy friends that I'm still really close with today. Wow. And like we just got so into the gym together. And from there, just like I found it just be like the best place to like relieve stress, like think about things, like listen, find new music. Like I just, I absolutely love it.
Well, good for you, especially to have a group of straight men that keeps you feeling like supported, because straight men are canonically terrible.
Not great.
Can you paint the picture of when you came out to these straight guys? What was their reaction and how did you all navigate it?
Yeah, so I befriended a majority of them in like middle school, and luckily like a lot of them stayed local, so we've all been friends for a really long time. Mm-hmm. But when I came out, it was right after high school. It was right after I graduated. And it was funny because I had dated a girl in high school for 2 years and still close with her today. I was in her wedding last year.
Shout out.
But I came out to them and they were honestly pissed that I didn't come out sooner. And they were like, you could have said something a long time ago. Like, we don't fucking care. But they were really, really sweet about it.
That is so lovely.
I got really lucky.
You did, but also I hope that we're embarking on a time when that becomes less of an outlier, you know, that, oh my God, the straight guys were nice to you. They didn't hate crime you. Wow, I got lucky. Like, I can't wait for that to not be the shock of the century. And you are still confirmed the only gay guy in the group. No one else has come out.
Yeah, and that like friend group. I'm like the only gay one. There's like a girl in our group who's like bisexual. So like she's another queer person. But yeah, I'm like the token gay friend.
Wow. And you, before you came out, you never like all watched porn and you looked at their D's while... Okay.
So I was going to say like literally in this bedroom, like there was so many times where I would have like sleepovers with all of my guy friends. And we're like... all of us are in our underwear. We're like watching strange shit on my computer. We're like making ball tricks or like doing weird things with our dicks.
Say more. What's a ball trick?
So like, have you ever heard of like alien brain? You know what I'm talking about? It's where you like bend over and push like your dick in between your legs and you look at it from the back.
No, I've never heard of that.
Well, it looks like an alien brain. We also made like turtle, which is where you grab like your sack and pull it over your shaft and like, or like your head is like slightly poking out. So it looks like a little turtle in its shell. And then we also had another one. It was called balloon, which is where you hold like a... part of your sack and then you inflate it with one of your balls and it was like a balloon.
Okay, we get it. Your friends were straight. It's like you don't have to explain anymore. That is wild, Sam.
But
that doesn't sound very arousing. It just sounds like that was more like, let's play with the flesh between our legs.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, like, this is weird. Like, let's just, I guess, experience weird shit together.
Were you ever like, let's play Alien Boner, where we all get hard and I suck you off?
Well, I think that they were like, okay, he's kind of looking a little harder than all of us here. You know, maybe something's off. And they were...
Wow. Sam, this is an incredible insight into your upbringing. But it does make a lot of sense that you always felt sort of empowered in the gym, whether it was from your friends or just from, like, your own experience. And so I'm excited for you to be in this era of, like... taking control of your own destiny, because talking about getting fired on TikTok, like I feel like that's a pretty brave thing to do, because some people carry shame with the whole firing of it all. But you said that actually you kind of felt like it was deserved. You were not, your heart was not in the work. When you first got fired, was there the feeling of shame? How did you sort of get yourself to bounce back from, I've been dealt a big blow and now I need to fucking figure my shit out?
Yeah, honestly, there was a huge amount of shame for sure. Because I think there's like the, you know, like, okay, like I fucked up. Like, okay, like I wasn't performing well. Like that never feels good.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did is actually call my sister. So she lived in Florida for like 14 years and she recently just moved to Richmond to be closer to family. She like came over immediately and she like brought, and she was just like super supportive. And I was actually talking about like, oh, like I want to do like maybe some content creation stuff. Like, I just feel like I need a big change. Like, I was underperforming because I was going through a breakup, and then also I was just like not passionate about what the fuck I was doing. And so, yeah, I mean, there was like a good 2 weeks where I was like pretty paralyzed of like, what do I do next? Where do I go? Like, what's the next move?
How long ago did that happen? When was the firing and when was the breakup?
Yeah, so the breakup was at the end of April, kind of like beginning of May. And then the firing was at the end of July.
Jeez, so you have had a year of going through it. But now you sit here in December, like seemingly like really optimistic about the future. What are you manifesting for? Okay, if 2025 was like sort of like a lot of hard lessons, what are you manifesting, whether it's personally or professionally, for 2026?
Honestly, I feel like I would really love to start my own like own business of like personal, like maybe like online fitness coaching or something like that. And then also like, I don't know, like I feel like when you stop looking for love, that's when it finds you. And so I think like I'm trying to date me for a while and just like, you know, get to know myself more and just have some fun with it. So that's really the biggest thing that I'm looking for.
Let's get into the dating, hooking up of it all, because I think that starting over is already very scary, but it does bring a lot of great new energy for the types of experiences you want to have. So how long ago was your most recent slutty experience?
Ooh, this was like probably like a month ago. I've been like kind of under the radar recently because of like the holidays and like needing to like finish my certification for personal training and stuff. But yeah, it was like a month ago.
How did you meet this person?
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, I was on Sniffies.
Hey, I actually, like, I think Sniffies started off with a bit of shame for maybe because I don't actually understand why it did. Maybe it's because it's just like fully pictures of dicks on a map.
Well, it's like insane. The map, like it's fucking,
I mean,
crazy.
It is fully insane. But I actually, like, I'm looking at it a lot more than I thought I would. And I actually think they're doing good work over there at Sniffies HQ.
I think they've hacked into something good. Because, I mean, it worked for me. But, like, literally, there's an old, like, around here. A lot of my friends used to live pretty close. So we'd, like, bike around, like, our whole neighborhood. And we used to go to this place called The Secret Spot. And it's, like, this place tucked into the woods. I literally took a hookup there. And it was great.
That was the one a month ago?
Yeah.
That's excellent. And it's outdoors?
Yeah, outdoors.
How retro
of
you.
Nature, you know, we're enjoying it.
Was it a full home run or was it more side play?
Side play. In any type of a hookup, I'm not typically like a home run type of gal. I'm more of a side always with that type of stuff.
Well, that's why you're kind of a relationship king through and through. You leave penetration for the relash.
I do.
I love that.
It's the way to be. It's the way to be.
It's the way to be for Sam Alti. What about for the sluttery of it all, can you paint a picture of your entree? What was your first boy kiss like?
Ooh, that's a great question. I feel like my first boy kiss was, so I was in high school and I was doing musical theater, And it was right before I started dating my girlfriend at the time. And there was a senior boy, I was a sophomore, and he was also in the theater program. And we shared a kiss at like some party or whatever. And I was like, I'm not gay. I didn't like that. But obviously I did. So it was like,
was it a joke kiss? How did it come to be?
No, it was like, we were just like hanging out one night and we were like, I think I started smoking weed like super fucking young. And then we were just high and it just happened.
And do you think that senior has now come out of the closet and is now living gay life?
Okay. I think they're married now.
Oh, shout out. Wait, I love a little high school musical moment. What show were you doing at the time? Do you remember?
So I think I was doing, so I didn't join my first musical until junior year, but sophomore year, I was crew for Hairspray.
Oh,
I know. God, incredible God bless. Hairspray show.
And I'm so jealous you got to be a part of a Hairspray production. Really, one of my dreams. I'm a fellow musical theater queen as well, so it's always enjoyable. Are you ever listening to cast recordings these days, or you've moved past?
No, I listen to a lot of the like Wicked stuff, but not much else outside of that. I have been out of the musical theater scene for so long.
Yeah, but you're still listening to Wicked, so you're still sort of one toe in. Well, as we put the paywall up in a moment, I want to get into what your hoe life looks like right now. Are you finding that every hookup you go on has to be outside of your home, or have you taken any people up to the Frog Room?
I've taken no one to the Frog Room. And honestly, I think I never will. I don't think that'll ever happen here. My parents are like hyper religious, like Trump supporters. So I'm like, you know what? We're going to keep it easy.
So what do they think of you showing your juicy ass on TikTok?
My mom actually had a sit down with me the other night, and she was just like, Sam, have you seen some of the comments that people are leaving on your Instagram? And I was like, yes, mom, I have. And she was like, are you okay with that? And I was like, well, I can't really stop them, you know, like it's going to just happen. But yeah, I mean, they're in full support. They're very loving and very sweet. They obviously have some questionable political opinions, but you know, they're very loving and they're like, you know what, you're doing your thing. Like, you know, keep doing it.
I mean, listen, we have to, as grown gay ass adults, find the place in our brains to maintain relationships with the people that are unbelievably different from us. And it sounds like you're doing that. I mean, there's no one answer for like the people who are voting against our interests and actually hurting our community.
Here. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But the thing is that, you know, I would never sit here and say, like, oh, wow, your parents are Trump supporters, you know, cut them out. I know some people feel that way about a lot of people in their lives, but like, I really don't think that's the way to move forward for every single person. So I very much understand the plight of, you know, trying to maintain the love that your parents have for you and you have for them without agreeing on everything.
Yeah, and it's funny too, because like I'm queer and like my sister's also queer. Like she has a trans husband. And so they've been honestly educated a lot more than I think they would have ever expected. So
holy Toledo, they really had some gay fucking kids.
Gay kids, like holy shit.
Well, it's definitely not nurture in that case. I mean, your parents what would you say was the gayest thing that your parents did in their parenting as you were growing up?
Oh man, that's actually a great question. My parents are like, so like, they don't drink, they don't smoke, like they're like so cookie cutter. I honestly like don't know.
Did they play any music that was like Barbra Streisand or something?
No, never.
Wow, so you really just could not help but be a full gay girlina.
Yeah, I honestly think it was more about like they were like so strict that I was like, I have to get out of this. That made me gayer, probably.
I have to smoke weed and kiss the guy playing Link Larkin in the high school production of Hairspray.
And you know what? And we, you know, did.
Who among us would not do it? You do, though, show off the gorgeous bod that you have worked so hard on. You've shown us these dance moves. Where did the dancing confidence come from? I want to know, like, if I ever want to like put a phone on a tripod and do a dance, I fear that my face would get so red from the sheer act of it, I would never be able to actually go through with it. Any advice for us people that want to show our dancing through life side?
Honestly, like I got a lot of my dancing. I did show choir in high school along like musical theater. Loved show choir, singing and dancing. It was like where I was like, oh yeah, no, I'm definitely a faggot. But honestly, like I feel like every time that I do a dancing video, I like lose myself in the song. Like that's what happens when I start to dance, is I kind of just like dance like no one's watching. And I'm just like, you know what? This is how my body moves. And I don't know, I'm just trying to have as much fun as I can, and I think it like resonates and people can kind of connect with that, which is fun.
100%. I look at people like you and I feel like, man, I love to like go off on a dance floor or be home by myself and sing insane shit. But it's another thing to actually like put it out for the world to see. It's, I don't know, there's a lot of like queer sort of shame that comes from like being perceived, I think. And I really, I do admire you for all you're doing. And I know you're gonna continue to like take over the internet because
Hopefully.
it's no, it's all looking gorgeous. Now I asked you before we recorded to think about any out of either dating or hookup story that feels memorable, whether it was formative, controversial, super hot. Do any stories come to mind?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like there was one that was very, very formative. And so essentially, like, I had matched with this guy on, like, I think it was like Tinder at the time. This was before COVID. And we had like chatted back and forth. He was cute. Like we ended up like meeting up for coffee, and he had catfished me. And he had catfished me in the sense that like his photos were very like old. So like he had gained a lot of weight since then. But we get there and you can tell that he's like super nervous about it. And he's like, oh, like I feel so bad. Like my photos were older. Like if you don't want to continue the date, that's fine. And I was like looking at him and I was like, I honestly prefer you bigger. And like I think it was really formative for me, and I realized that I just love like a thick like bellied man. And so that's when I like really discovered like, okay, no, like I'm into like some big like bellies, like just bigger men in general.
So you want to be crushed under the weight
Oh
of a
yeah.
big ol' yummy man.
Oh yeah. And then I like got it, and then I like learned about the whole gaining community in the past like couple years, and so it's like completely blew my mind that that shit even exists.
Can you explain for anybody who doesn't know, like, what is the whole gaining thing?
Yeah, there's just like a lot of people that really love being fed or feeding someone and looking to get as big of a belly or like gain as much weight as possible. I feel like I'm very much just like an admirer. Like I just like looking at the belly. I don't really like being fed or feeding anyone, but it's just like, I don't know, there's something about a big old hairy belly.
Oh my God. I mean, listen, I fucking love a big hairy belly. I love it's the fun part about, I think, getting older, and I've talked about this a lot, is expanding what we're into. Because
Oh yeah.
let's call a spade, what we were told growing up is not only being gay bad, but also thinness is number one. If you are not thin, then you have no value. Being fat is disgusting, whatever. And I fucking like if I gain 10 pounds, like right now, I just spent a week at my parents in St. Louis, a week in Palm Springs, eating whatever the fuck I wanted. And I look in the mirror and I started to feel those feelings of like, you've gained some weight. Should you feel bad about yourself? And I've had to do a lot of active like self-talk to be like, A of all, probably no one can see a fucking difference. And B of all, even if I gain 50 pounds, whatever it is, like my value doesn't change. I'm still just as hot. I'm still just as blank, 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 blank. But I want to get into the with you. What really turns you on about a big guy? Let's say you're in the act with the belly. What are we doing to the belly? What's going down? For the rest of this interview, head to Substack, linked in the description. You can also watch bonus episodes with Mikey Graceffa from Death Becomes Her, Isaiah Rutledge, Sunset Boulevard's G-Min Moon. We have Derek Cage, Patrick, Nick, Thanos, Mark. They're all hot. The stories are amazing, and you should go check it out at substack.com/@ericwills, linked in the description. I love you. Bye.